Senator Roberts.
Thank you. 3 years ago, I promised to hound down those who perpetrated the greatest crime in Australian history, and I'll continue to do so. Here's the latest evidence of COVID-19 being the crime of the century, taken from new, peer-reviewed, published papers, referenced to the lead author. In the Polish Annals of Medicine publication, Thurn conducts a limited literature review of the progression in reporting of COVID-19 vaccine severe adverse events, SAE, in scientific journals, finding, quote, the literature has gone from claiming there are absolutely no SAEs from mRNA-based vaccines in 2021 to an acknowledgement of a significant number of various SAEs by 2024. These adverse events include neurological complications, myocarditis, pericarditis, and thrombosis, end of quote. Thurn said this warns that science should be completely objective when evaluating health risks because social and economic considerations often influence. Why has it taken 3 years for the medical community to find its voice? Firstly, it takes time to do the work to produce a peer-reviewed study, especially one critical of its pharmaceutical industry masters. Secondly, money talks. All that big pharma research money and grants and fake conferences and lavish destinations is a hard influence to overcome. Big pharma money is now going in so many different directions. Like the proverbial boy with his finger in the dike, cracks are finally appearing. That's why the misinformation and disinformation bill has been advanced, to get rid of these embarrassing truths in time for the next pharmaceutical industry fundraiser. Only in the last year have scientists been able to publish articles that acknowledge a high number of serious adverse events, SAEs, linked to the mRNA-based vaccines. There's so much in recent published science that most people aren't aware because of pharmaceutical industry control. Here's the recent top 10 reasons to lock the bastards up. The Thacker study. Speed may have come at the cost of data integrity and patient safety, finding Pfizer falsified and misrepresented data. Vaxzova study. In a study of 99 million doses, found clear proof of myocarditis, pericarditis and cerebral thrombosis, and the study only extended for 42 days after each dose. Yet we know people are dropping dead suddenly years after they took one in the arm for Big Pharma. Freeman study found the excess risk of serious adverse events of special interest was higher than the risk reduction for COVID-19 hospitalisation relative to the placebo group in both Pfizer and Moderna trials. Yet they never said more people would get seriously ill from the injections. The Benn study found no statistically significant decrease in COVID-19 deaths in the mRNA vaccine trials, while there was actually a small increase in total deaths. Doshi and Latasta's study highlighted counting window failures being how long after injection before an adverse event was counted. Pfizer and their cronies did not count adverse events in the first week after injection, which is when many occurred, and stopped counting after 6 weeks. This likely led to exaggerated effectiveness and misleading safety pronouncements, including serious adverse events being apportioned to unvaccinated people. Rathke study noted a rate of serious adverse vaccine reactions of approximately 1 per 400 people. Astonishing. Mostert study drew attention to the baffling problem of people dying suddenly years after injection, suggesting it may be the thing they were injected with that caused it. Latasta study from the University of Sydney, who provided input to this speech, demonstrated there are correlations between COVID-19 vaccination and European excess deaths, and finds that COVID injections increase the chance of COVID-19 infection and even the chance of COVID-19 death. Increase! The first study provided evidence that a healthy vaccine bias is at play. They only studied healthy people. That further implies that the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines is being exaggerated beyond the effects of counting window issues and other data manipulations. Which brings us to the latest peer-reviewed and published paper from Robin Cobby et al. It studied children 5 to 11 years old 1 year after taking Pfizer mRNA vaccines, showing elevated risk of developing cancer during their entire life. Published on July 30, 2024 in the Paediatric Infectious Disease Journal, this report studied German children who had 2 Pfizer injections. This was a longitudinal study, following healthy kids through 2 doses of vaccination, with the resulting damage clearly attributed to the mRNA injections. I'll return to this crime of the century in December, when I conduct my 3rd COVID inquiry, called COVID Under Trial, with leading Australian and international doctors, lawyers and politicians held before cross-party members of Parliament. I promise to hound down this crime's perpetrators, and I will do exactly that.